This is Ozarks at Large. With yesterday's runoff results now tabulated, the 2012 election is finally over. But the ripples from the choices voters made this fall are just beginning. A poll of more than 1,000 Arkansas voters, taken in the hours and days just after the counting of votes had ended, reveals what motivated many to make their decisions. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Jay Barth, a distinguished professor of politics at Hendricks University, are the architects of the poll, and this week they discussed what that poll tells us.
The first question we asked involved issues. What one issue was more important to you in determining your vote for president? And here's what we found, that 47% said that economy and jobs were number one. 13% said the federal budget deficit was their number one issue for voting for president. Only 4% foreign policy. 19% said health care, and 17% said some other issue. So tell me, the economy and jobs are the most important to nearly half, which is a little bit less than what we saw nationally, which was around 60%. Why do you think there was a little bit of a difference?
Well, I do think that's a significant gap, and the Arkansas economy clearly has not had the same travails that the national economy has had. I think that's the key issue. The basic pattern across the issue areas was very consistent with the national, but I do think there's just less intensity about economic issues because, you know, Arkansans have not felt that same angst. That said, it's still, when you have an issue that is most important to half the electorate, that's not inconsequential.
That's still a very dominant issue. Yeah. Still, though, health care was something that we heard a lot about anecdotally. It was certainly in a lot of political messaging, but it was less than one-fifth of the actual electorate's number one issue. Right. Did that surprise you that health care was not more predominant in Arkansas?
That was pretty much about the same as the national numbers, and probably wasn't super surprising, but you're totally right. It was really the thread that the Republican Party really used to link President Obama to state Democrats. Obamacare, Medicaid expansion, and so it clearly was the most discussed issue in a lot of communications that we saw go out during this campaign. And so for that reason, because we didn't have much of a statewide campaign in Arkansas, the issue that was arguably talked about the most was health care. And so that may be a little surprising. But I think people, in terms of the issues that they care most about, I mean, it's really about their lived lives. And what folks are most concerned about is their own economic livelihood and where it's going in the future.
And we've seen that in a lot of other polling that we've done. Let's look at another issue that we asked about, another question we asked, and that dealt with the qualities that a candidate has for office. Mm-hmm. What was the most important quality of a candidate for whom you voted? We found that 21% said that he cares about people like me. 14% say he's a strong leader. 32% said he shares my values. 22% that he had a vision for the future. And 11% some other quality is what they were looking for. Did those results, which are somewhat mixed and muddled, did that surprise you?
Well, what we saw in comparison to national numbers was the values issue really did seem to matter here more than in other states in the country. And so I think that's the most telling one, and Governor Romney won that overwhelmingly. And I do think that, you know, that disconnect between President Obama and Arkansas voters, especially white rural Arkansas voters, I think that really was the story of this election and really did shape the Arkansas electorate and had some ramifications down the ticket.
Well, that said, Mitt Romney did not necessarily have values that connected with an Arkansas voter. He's Mormon. He's ultra wealthy. Right. I mean, he comes from the western part of the United States or Massachusetts, depending on where you want to pinpoint him geographically. Yeah. So why did that not necessarily resonate for Romney?
Well, I do think that, we had it in many ways, the cultural divide that has been created with Arkansas voters between Barack Obama on race grounds, on his sense of being from an urban area, and the perceptions about his religion, and then we have, of course, the class issues and the religious issues that Romney faces. So I think neither of these candidates was a great fit for the Arkansas electorate. I think that's pretty clear, and I think it's one reason we saw turnout go down in this election cycle in Arkansas compared to 4 years ago. So I think there was some disconnect across the board, but I think when push comes to shove, I think it was some of the issues that Barack Obama has faced, including losing his race that really was the big divide here.
All right, our final question in the presidential battery involved voting for or against a candidate. Was your vote for a president primarily a vote for one candidate or against another? Again, interesting results. 69% said they voted for a candidate. Now, that could be Romney or Obama voters. Mm-hmm. And 27% said they voted against a candidate. 4% really didn't have an opinion. So that does that kind of destroy the myth that we heard anecdotally floating about before the election that I'm really voting against a particular candidate. I'm voting against Barack Obama. I'm voting against Mitt Romney when it seems that they clearly had some other motivation.
Well, I think some of those voters who are kind of, you know, most driven to vote against somebody just don't turn up to vote at all, right? And so I think that's one thing that we saw the turnout go down. But, you know, I think in the end of the day, especially because Mr. Romney really performed quite ably at points in the stretch run of the campaign, it really gave voters who were already going to vote for him a reason to vote for him. And I think it did change. I think those numbers are different than Mitt Romney was always going to win the state. But because he did perform ably, especially in the first debate and in the stretch run of the campaign, I think it gave more folks a reason to vote for him, especially on leadership grounds and some of those other factors that we talked about.
Excited the base a little bit there. One of the things we talked about too, and you and I throughout this last election cycle, is we've seen some changes between independent voters, how they kind of lean. Maybe walk us through a little bit of that data of what we've been seeing.
Right, right. You know, historically in Arkansas, since we've had public opinion poll data, and the Arkansas poll from the University of Arkansas is our best measure. You know, Arkansans who consider themselves independents, who don't naturally align with either party, you know, have historically either leaned Democratic slightly or been pretty split between the two parties. What we saw in this election cycle is that those folks who are independents are emphatically leaning Republican. And we know from the political science literature that those folks who lean towards a party are pretty much almost as partisan in their behavior as the folks who identify with a given party. And so these folks who lean Republican, you know, most of them vote Republican, and just like, of course, Republican identifiers do. And this is really consequential for the future of politics in this state, because if you have a combination of a third of the electorate that is Republican, and then another chunk of the electorate that are independents who lean Republican, that reaches a point where we really do have pretty much a majority Republican electorate in Arkansas, and that has all kinds of ramifications for 2014 and the years ahead.
Do you see this as something that has been building over time? Do you see this as a one-cycle, two-cycle trick pony, so to speak?
Well, I think it clearly has evidenced itself over the last couple of cycles in the Obama era. I'm not yet convinced it's not a permanent change. Is that I think that there were some things that some tides that were leaning in this direction, and then Barack Obama and the kind of negative reaction to him in the state, I think may have locked in some of those attitudes that were kind of floating around out there for a number of years before.
Jay, let's go to the second half of our latest survey, which was conducted less than a week after the election among more than 1,100 voters statewide who actually cast ballots in this November's election. We asked voters if they voted for or against issue 5, which was the proposal to legalize the medical use of marijuana. Our post-election survey found that 41% were for the measure, while 59% were against it. And that is a far cry from the actual results, which showed 51% were opposed to it, and 51% were opposed to it, 49% were for it, actually. However, we know we got a very accurate assessment in this poll because our presidential numbers, which were also in this survey, were spot on, 61-36, 61-37. So how do you describe this discrepancy in these medical marijuana numbers? Yeah. They're 8 points under where things landed and 8 points over where things landed.
Yeah, it's interesting. Arkansas was one of the states where the exit polls were canceled this year, and that's one reason we did this poll. And so we're getting folks a few days later. And I think what we may have is what we might call a reverse Bradley effect. And this goes back, it's a name that's used in polling. It goes back to the early 1980s when Tom Bradley was running for governor of California. And at the time, he would have been the first African-American governor of that state and the only African-American governor in America. And in advance of the election, he was shown to be up fairly comfortably. Yet when the election happened, he lost fairly solidly. And so pollsters were like, what happened? And the only answer was that folks were trying to approve, get the approval of those folks asking them the questions on the front end, and they wanted to show, you know, their support for an African American candidate, but they couldn't pull the ballot, the lever, so to speak. And so I think here we may have a little bit of a reverse Bradley effect, in that our pre-election polling also showed lower numbers for the measure, and then we have it still a few days later when people have actually already cast a vote. So I think it's quite interesting, and then you know, I think the patterns across the different groups are probably on target here, but I think we have to have a caveat about the overall numbers because of some social pressure, arguably, to not support this thing.
Well, and going forward, because this issue is likely to be back in 2 years, if not even cycles after that, so how do we as pollsters, how do we look at some of that data going forward when we get the next poll results and we see maybe a wider variation than what we know actually turned out on election day? How do you judge?
Yeah, it's a great question, and you know, and the, you know, political public opinion polling has really gotten a lot of attention this election cycle, and there are clearly some challenges that all pollsters are faced. We've had pretty good luck in polling in Arkansas.
Skill slash luck.
But this is one we got off. And it's a great question. And we really aren't able to figure out if we knew which subgroup was lying, then we could, you know, kind of adjust for that. But we really just don't have that. So I think the key will be, you know, weirdly, if this thing is polling at or near majority support going into the next election, I think it'll look pretty good for the advocates of this thing.
All right, let's talk about one of the questions we asked. We asked what the reason for or the decision for their support was necessarily, and our poll found out that 66% of the medical marijuana supporters said that the compassionate alternative for those who are sick and in pain was a major reason for them. 22% said it's just time to legalize medical marijuana, whether it's medical or not. And then we had 12% that had some other reason for voting for this measure. The compassion argument is clearly an effective one for supporters, is it not?
Right, and this was the messaging at the heart and soul of the proponents' argument for voting for Issue 5, and so it seemed that their message worked, it resonated. This was not simply, you know, folks who wanted to legalize pot, but this was really a very different kind of issue. And I think if the campaign had not been successful in that messaging that we see in this poll, this would have been blown out. But it clearly worked. They had an effective campaign. And I think the advertising, which featured folks who could have gotten relief, or say they found relief in medical marijuana, I think that really did work quite well.
Roby Brock is the editor and publisher of TalkBusiness.net. Jay Barth, a distinguished professor of political science at Hendricks University. They created the Talk Business Hendricks College Poll. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon communication store near you or online at vzw.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at cegpartners.com.
What's happening in Israel, Gaza, Egypt, Syria, Iran, Iraq, it's all interconnected with a lot of shifting and paradoxical alliances that are difficult to explain. Which is why on the next Fresh Air, we talk with Robert Malley, the International Crisis Group's Program Director for the Middle East and North Africa. Join us.
Fresh Air tonight at 6 on KUAF 91.3 FM.